Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because this episode is the mother of all episodes. It's our Mother's Day edition. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And this is exciting, talking about Mother's Day, right?
It's our holiday.
It's like the best day, right?
It is. Do you consider Mother's Day like bigger than your birthday or?
No, birthday's bigger.
Yeah, same here. Birthdays is still number one, but it's always a nice treat when Mother's Day comes around.
It is. Is there something that that Lewis and the boys get you each year, or is it just kind of varies?
It varies. Lewis is good about getting gifts and flowers and all of that, and cards, that type of thing. He's very good and responsive. And of course, we'll probably do something for breakfast or whatever. I know that Lewis has to work in the morning this year, so.
Aww.
But that's okay. I'll spend time with my boys, and
there
then we'll do
go.
Something in the afternoon.
That's so perfect.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Honestly, Mother's Day for me, especially with it being in May, I always want to go to the beach.
Yes.
So sometimes Barrett will get a card, sometimes not. I'm that person, though. I'm not big on flowers unless they're like a really cheap, mm-hmm. just because the fact is that flowers die. I know that's so mean. But no, a lot of times like the boys, he'll get the boys to like draw a picture or something mm-hmm. for me, which I always love that.
Yeah, so, that's always a special.
Yeah. But honestly, I mean, when it comes to Mother's Day, I'm like, let's go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Let's chill out. We'll bring
spend family time
to
mm-hmm.
the beach and just have a good day. So that I love doing that on Mother's Day. Last year, though, I was looking back at pictures. It was cold.
Was it?
It was.
I don't remember last year's Mother's Day.
I was like in a sweatshirt.
Okay.
So that's where I'm looking back. I'm like, okay, so we didn't go to the beach last year.
But it looks like it might be gorgeous weather to be able to do it this year. So.
It does. Mm-hmm. We actually went to the beach yesterday. It was really nice.
Haven't been yet.
No?
Well, we keep missing time frames, and we want, because it'll be Nolan's first time to the beach.
Aww.
So we got to do it as a family.
Yes, you do.
There's been a couple opportunities where, like, I could have gone or taken.
Lewis could have gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we haven't done it together, so I don't want either one of us to miss that first beach trip.
Well, is Nolan sitting up yet?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, so you can bring, like, little toys and let him play and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be fun.
But he's still refusing to roll over. Refusing. He did it one time at daycare.
Uh-huh.
We've seen him do it one time at home. And he likes being on his back. Like, the kid is like, no, I'm content.
No,
I don't need any reason to roll over. Mm-mm.
We actually had to make Grayson, and I only remember this because it came up in my time hop, to make him roll over. We would get Gabriel to read him books.
Mm-hmm.
For him, like, so he
to
would
pay
flick
attention to
over, and then, like, and then he would actually look at the colors, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, in the book. So, I don't know. That's just something.
Yeah.
But that was just, that was Gabriel doing.
Right,
because, you know, big brother.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right?
I'm totally seeing it now. He is all about it, and I can see the big brother love. It's so cute.
Does he try to feed him?
Hasn't tried yet, because, well, normally he's eating when we do food time, so his food is, Colton's food is way more important than anything else
don't
going on.
Don't touch anything else. That's funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
But Nolan is an eater.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think if we gave him a pizza right now, he would just devour it.
Does he have any teeth yet?
They're cracking through.
They're
just a little
through.
Bit. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
what is it? Like peas and
he's really all about like the there's one that's like pears and oatmeal, like a little thicker consistency.
Okay.
He likes that fruit with
that's
the oatmeal.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit heavier.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do you do the cereal in the milk bottle?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That helps so much.
It does. It does.
Makes him sleep a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
goodness. Right now, a good sleeper, so we're counting on that, too.
Well, didn't you just go to the doctor for the checkup, like the 6 month or?
Yeah, 6 month was April-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in April. So he was 22 pounds. We have a big boy, everybody. A big boy.
You're probably counting down for him to walk.
Nah, not quite yet.
No?
That
okay.
brings on a whole another bit
That's
of troubles,
true.
Right?
That's true. Use that stroller for as long as you can.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think we had some fun stuff to talk about when it comes to Mother's Day.
Yeah. We wanted to dive into the history of not necessarily the history of Mother's Day, but the history of some mothers and honor some people. And, you know, maybe we start off with everybody, if you're a mother out there, just give yourself a pat on the back.
Amen.
It's not an easy job.
It's not.
And all of us are doing it with grace. Even on the days when we don't feel like it, know that you're doing a great, great job, and you're doing best what's best for your child. So
I have to say, there was a meme that I saw not too long ago. It was like, all right, trying to make it to work on time, making sure your kids get to school, make sure they have their lunch and their food, all this stuff. Oh, yeah, maybe we can try to go to the gym to work out. And got to get them to bed. All these different things. And it's like looking like a crazy person.
Yeah,
pretty much
that
in
running
the picture.
List is insane.
And it's the truth. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I say to it myself all the time, I'm like, I really would like to work out, but we start a day at 5 a.m. and it's not done until 8 o'clock till they go to bed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's no hour in between.
Correct.
I'm lucky to make sure I eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're the same because it's just nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, us moms, we're rock stars.
Correct. Enjoy your day.
Yes.
Take it. And even if it's not on Mother's Day, take your day.
Yes.
Take your day.
Yes.
Lewis and I have a special tradition, and we'll definitely share it with the boys at some point. But we do your birthday day.
Okay.
So it's one day a year that you get to pick, and we celebrate it just like it's your birthday. So it doesn't have to be your birthday. So you get
like
an extra day throughout the year.
It's kind of like a yes day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You get whatever you want.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, in years past, like little things that make a birthday special, like Lewis will go to Starbucks and get me a coffee and have him write happy birthday on it.
Oh, cute.
And you can declare your birthday day at any point in time. So you
love
can just wake
it.
Up and be like, you know, this Saturday is going to be beautiful weather and I want to have a day. And you can say, it's my birthday day.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How long have y'all been doing that? Was that before kids? Or
so
has it been?
Lewis actually used to do it with his roommates, like back in the day when they all lived together in like their early 20s.
Wow.
And Lewis and I have adopted it. And it's one of those things, too. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. So you better take your birthday day throughout
it's
the year.
It's a good, like, just mental, like, recharging almost of, like, having some fun and not worrying about any of the other things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
I know for birthdays, if my birthday falls during the business week, it's a national holiday, I always take my birthday off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but that's always like a big time.
So maybe we should institute another Mother's Day.
We should. During the week and then go to the spa. While the kids are at school.
Yeah. Right. There should be a Mother's Day that you spend with your family and then a Mother's Day that you spend all by yourself.
All by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Doing whatever you want to do.
Yes, please.
We have a work holiday coming up Juneteenth, and the boys are still in school that day or in preschool that day. And I was like, you know, I might just sit on the couch and pick a TV show I haven't watched and do nothing but binge watch that show all day.
Love it.
Drop them off in the morning.
Right?
Maybe grab
stay
a coffee.
Stay in your PJs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just sit and watch it all day.
That's the best.
And if I fall asleep, I fall asleep.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no, you don't need to worry about putting up the dishes and doing the laundry and vacuuming and everything else.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself while you can.
Yes.
That sounds like a good day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So join me, mothers.
Yes.
Join me.
Please. We might have to have a whole nother discussion about what are the best days for that for your second birthday.
Yes. Shannon, so I asked you earlier to come with a little homework for this episode. I want to talk about three moms that inspire you, famous moms, other types of moms, people that you've molded your motherhood after. So who do you got? Who's first on your list of moms, of people that...
Well, since we're talking famous moms, we're not really talking about our own moms.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The first one that comes to my mind is actually Mary Poppins.
Oh.
And I know that Mary Poppins is more of like the nanny, but really does portray herself, you know, as a mom of always having everything. So my kids joke about in my purse, I have wipes, I have tissues, I have Band-Aids, I have pins, I have toys, I have practically whatever we need, just because the fact is I want to come prepared. That's one of the things that I learned with Mary Poppins. Next would be Helen Pare, The Incredibles.
Okay.
The Disney Incredibles, just because it just shows her being a super mom. Like, honestly, taking over the world, making sure that the world is safe and, you know, but then also being a mom to three all different kids. And being a wife and making sure that everybody is going, you know, living their day the best way. I feel like that's us on a daily basis. So she's definitely a big one. And then I think Princess Diana is a huge figure. And I only say that I don't know a whole lot about Princess Diana. I'm taking it from a little bit from The Crown, the Netflix series, but then also just doing like some research about the whole family and everything and just her and her poise and how she just made sure to handle herself in such a proper manner and her did her grace.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then all she would do for her kids, and she really like made a stance and just said, no, I am going to be a mom. I understand we have the money, we have the resources to have every nanny imaginable, but I want to be that mom and I want to be in their lives.
And how much she protected them.
She protected them from the media.
Paparazzi and everything else.
And you can tell even now that her boys, you know, they're grown and really wanting to showcase what they learned from their mom.
Yeah.
And having two boys, it makes me feel like, okay, if we can do that a little bit more each and every day, that maybe our kids are going to be like that. So.
And, you know, I think William and Harry grew up pretty well. They might be a little civil rivalry right now, but that's
we
okay.
all have that. Exactly. You know, it's all good. But unfortunately, due to her, you know, her popularity and just her fame, you know, being famous, unfortunately, she did die at such a young age. Imagine kind of what would be going on right now if she was still alive.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, truthfully and honestly, I think that it would be whole different, you know, scenario.
Right.
With the whole palace and all that kind of stuff. I don't know a lot about the whole queen and king and everything, but it does seem to she was just a true role model for many.
And I feel like she was pretty down to earth. For
what
her role was in the world and not in our society, but in society in general.
Yeah, in general. I don't think that they would have as many probably as the rules for their dress code. Some of the dress codes that they put into place.
She was certainly a fashion icon. No doubt about that.
Yeah. And she looked proper and, you know, perceived, but she also didn't overdo it. Like sometimes they overdo it and it's like, come on, you know you want to wear tennis shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's going to blame you.
No one's going to blame you. Yeah.
Tennis shoes. Yeah, exactly.
Who are your top?
So my first one is Michelle Obama.
Okay.
I read her biography, and not only is she a great mother and inspiration from that perspective, but she was a great partner.
Huge supporter.
Yes, exactly. You know, and she, again, like Princess Diana, lived in that spotlight. Kept her girls, for the most part, out of that spotlight and safe, and, you know, wanted to do things, make their lives as normal as possible. But, I mean, she's just an inspiration in general. So definitely Michelle Obama is one on my list. The other one, I'm actually pulling a movie character, but Sally Fields' character from Steel Magnolias, the mom in Steel Magnolias. Greatest movie of all time. I absolutely love
it. I haven't seen that in years.
You can't watch it without crying. Like, if you do it, you don't have a heart and soul.
Yeah,
I don't know, but.
That's like watching Dumbo. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. So that character just, you know, she went through so much with her daughter and still remained grounded in what was happening. And then to watch her with the grandchild in that movie just. Oh, I love. And has that Southern, you know, culture built around it, which obviously we live in the South. So that means a lot, too. So if you haven't watched Steel Magnolias, I recommend.
Definitely go ahead and put that on your list.
Exactly. Do it for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day or your other birthday.
Yes.
Your yes day or whatever it may be.
And then my other one, I know this one might be a little crazy off the wall. And I don't necessarily love this person's personality or that type of thing, but Angelina Jolie.
Okay, that's an interesting choice. So
they have a ton of kids. I think it's like six something in there.
She has three that are her biological, right?
Right, right. And then they've adopted. And I'm so intrigued by adoption. I think that people that do it, especially if they have their own biological children, are just miracle workers, like giving someone an opportunity that
they wouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly. And and she's using her wealth essentially to help someone that, you know, she's transforming a life. I mean, to take him probably from no money to
everything
loads.
In the world.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So from that perspective, Angelina Jolie definitely makes my list of moms who do great things, kind of along those lines of like foster moms and parents, the good ones out there. I know there's a lot of horror stories about foster parents, but and that's actually something that Lewis and I have considered at some point in time. Like,
if, oh wow,
when our boys get a little bit older, do we have room in our hearts for to help a foster child and bring them into our lives?
And it takes a special person to do that. But all those children, they need that love.
There's so many kids out there that need.
Yes. And there are so many wonderful foster parents. Unfortunately, we hear more of the negative. Just like anything within the media, always the negative. It overtakes the positive.
Yeah.
So
So shout out to all the wonderful foster parents out there. Your mother's just as much as anybody that birthed their own, for sure. Hope you're celebrating this
weekend.
Most
definitely. Yeah. And the adoptive parents.
My
sister was actually adopted. And now we got her the day she was born. Mm-hmm. But if you look back to see like what type of life she may have been in, I mean, I know she's grateful for what has been given to her. So it does take special people.
It does. Absolutely. to love someone that's not your own blood, that's not. It always doesn't. That doesn't come natural to everyone.
No, not at all.
I mean, motherhood doesn't come natural to everyone either, unfortunately.
Amen to that one. That's a whole other episode.
That's a whole episode. Exactly. Yes.
Well, those are, I think, all of them. Yeah. Are all kind of different and why, you know, they are inspiring.
We'd love to hear what some of the ones that we miss. Obviously, there's millions out there that we didn't talk about that inspire and do great things. So. Mm-hmm. Please let us know what you got going on.
Yes.
From that perspective.
All right. You got something in your hand.
I know. I have more homework.
Okay.
So Mental Floss, which is a website out there, they put out the list of 25 of the history's greatest moms.
Okay.
And I kind of got like sucked down a rabbit hole of like some of the people on this list and why they're on this list.
Okay.
I had no idea.
So who
some
are
of
on
these
there?
Things. So like number one was Marie Curie.
Okay.
Obviously, the mother of radioactivity and figuring all of the radioactiveness out. But she was also a mother to two children, which I had no idea.
No.
I would have thought that, you know, her and her husband worked on this for the adventures that they went on in this journey, and had no idea that she was also the mother of two children. So.
And actually had time to
do exactly,
else.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we say that about ourselves.
Yeah.
So.
another one on this list was Sojourner Truth.
Okay.
Which is a name that, like, okay, I recognize from history books, but couldn't tell you why.
How long has it been since we were in school?
So she actually fought to get her son out of slavery and won a case against a white man in court, and that's where she goes down in history as.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was free. She was from an upstate New York at one point in time and was able to get out with her and her daughter. And she figured out that her, I believe it said 11-year-old son was sold into slavery into Alabama. And she figured out which plantation he was on and took him to court and got her son back.
Good for her.
Right?
That's amazing.
Yeah. We should be speaking her truth more often.
Amen. Oof. So Mother's Day began back in the United States. It started from the daughter of Anne Marie Jarvis, Anna Jarvis.
Okay.
She wanted the day to be a celebration of how much mothers sacrifice for their children. She put in a lot of effort with creating the Mother's Day tradition. It was really when her mother passed away, she put in to celebrate all that her mother had done and accomplished. And actually within the 5 years of that celebration of her mother and the observing of that day, that on May 8th, 1914, our U.S. President, President Wilson, and our U.S. Congress passed the law designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day due to all of her efforts.
Wow.
So we have been celebrating it for many, many years.
Shout out.
Shout out to the Jarvises.
Yes, to the Jarvises. Thanks for giving us our holiday.
Right?
We appreciate it. Found another one that I thought was really interesting. Nancy Edison.
Okay.
Thomas Edison's mother. Thomas was declared in school addled, which is meaning that he had a mental illness or incompetency. But basically, he was just so smart that they didn't know what to do with him. Hmm. So she homeschooled him. And this was before any type of dyslexia or learning disorders were understood. And she was the one that kind of like discovered that her son was a genius.
Wow. So
think of all the things we wouldn't had.
If it wasn't for her.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yes.
Nancy.
Good job.
Good job, Nancy. Oh, and then on the list is Julie Andrews. So Mary Poppins and Maria von Trapp. Two of the probably most famous
yes.
moms in the history of
at least movie
roles.
Stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Some Chinese leader, Princess Diana, was on the list. So
okay.
you had two of those from the list. Yeah. Oh, Angelina Jolie.
There we
on
go.
The list.
There yep. we go. So mm-hmm. some of ours that
yeah.
we were thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. But it was a good history lesson into some famous moms that have done great things. And you know what? Just keeping your child alive every day.
Right.
Is doing great things
there
as moms.
There are days, like, of course, we'll say our prayers, and I'm just like, thank you, Lord, for another day. We made mm-hmm. it. We're alive. We're healthy. We're safe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's the truth.
And that's just doing your job,
that's
you know?
Doing that's your job.
And
that's
all you do.
Job.
Yeah. And if that's all you do, then that's all you do.
Yes.
And great.
Right. Every parent, and I try to stress this to so many friends because they'll ask me, so what is your advice on this or that? I'm like, look, everybody does parenting differently. There is no right or wrong answer, but just make sure that your children are cared for and loved,
mm-hmm.
that they have all their needs fulfilled, as in you're, you know, providing.
Basic life needs, yes.
Yes, you're providing a home with love. You know, you have food,
mm-hmm.
you have clothing. You're able to provide them, you know, with education. I mean, those are the main things mm-hmm. that's going to help.
Allow them to feel protected.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything else is just sprinkles on top of the
yes.
the cake. So.
So if you're able to go and, you know, go to the park and stuff, that's
right.
even extra. But
mm-hmm.
don't feel bad if it is a beautiful
yeah.
day
mm-hmm.
and you are having to do some work or you're having to do yard work and you're not able to go to the park or go get ice cream or whatever it may be. You're still doing a good job.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Do you still get your mom a Mother's Day gift?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. Just
one. She always gets, you know, a Dollar Tree
uh-huh.
card, 50
well,
cents.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you
right.
know.
A card's a card.
Card's a card.
Right.
But it depends on what she's saying at the time. But typically, I always get her perfume because her perfume is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful by Estee
Lauder.
Lauder.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's expensive. But that's been her favorite perfume forever that I can ever remember.
Yeah.
So I always try to do that. And normally she's always in need of a new pair of tennis shoes.
Oh.
So those are
yeah.
kind of like our top gifts.
I like it.
What do you do for your mom, actually?
I usually send flowers. I know you're not a flowers person.
But she doesn't live here. So
right.
it's a little bit easier
yes.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my mom is big on cards, especially mm-hmm. again, because she doesn't live here. So it's getting something in the mail, something
yep.
special. And then usually something related to golf, like a new golf top or something that she can wear because she'll probably play golf on Mother's Day. So make sure she has something fresh and new to wear for Mother's Day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I was also looking as to what are some activities to do for Mother's Day.
Okay. Activities.
Amazing activities. Spa weekend.
Okay. Well, I'd take that. Yeah.
Right. Movie marathon.
Okay.
Okay. Go for a walk or a bike ride.
We do that almost every night, but I
really?
Love it. Yeah.
I got to mm-hmm. get my tire fixed on my bike.
Well, we just
I
had to pump up tires
that.
On the stroller. So.
Yeah.
yeah.
dinner reservations, just making those.
Mm-hmm.
And so mom doesn't have to think. Because
yep.
I swear, we always have to make the decisions. There are some days I'm like, I don't want to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
nice. Going shopping.
For me,
right?
that is
I love to do that. Even if it's window shopping, you
mm-hmm.
know, but it's fun. Explore your city or your town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's always fun
mm-hmm.
to play tourist. Family game night.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Right? I don't know. Do you guys have any games that y'all play yet?
We're working on Uno.
Okay.
Because of the colors and shapes and stuff. We've tried, what is it, Old Maid?
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't a great one. Go Fish.
Yes.
He just likes to
go
say
fish.
Go Fish.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands it yet, but yeah. I mean,
yeah.
we like cards and things like that.
Yeah. We tried one time. Oh, man. I wish we were to record it. Twister.
Oh, bless.
That was hilarious.
Did Barrett join you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And then we have the dogs trying to, like, you know, get into the mix. But we love Uno. That's
yes.
one of the ones.
Uno's a great one.
And then other ways to celebrate Mother's Day, of course, breakfast in bed. I don't like breakfast in bed.
I don't like it either.
I don't want food in my bed.
You can bring me coffee. And yeah. like bring it to my nightstand, but no. food in bed. Yeah, I'll
no,
pass
I don't
on
like
that.
That.
Agreed.
Give her flowers. And mm-hmm. most people do like flowers. They're pretty. Don't get me wrong. Just don't spend like $100 on them.
Right, right.
Give your mom the day off.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just like the little things, like mm-hmm. not having to make breakfast and dinner and mm-hmm. for you, like changing the diapers,
yeah.
you know, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing a surprise party, that's not really for me.
No, not for me either. Don't throw me a surprise party.
No, I'm not a big mm-hmm. on surprises mm-hmm. Because if it was, especially if it was up in my house and I wasn't aware and I didn't clean, like,
right.
you know,
right.
we've mm-hmm. had that conversation.
Or if it's out somewhere and you're telling me we're going to go to the grocery store and I have
yeah.
on like sweatpants,
sweatpants and a t-shirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep.
No makeup. And
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
fun. Just spending the day together, which I think yeah. that's what we've really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Surprise her with a lovely gift. So
yeah.
depending on what it might mm-hmm. be. And this pampering her.
Mm-hmm.
My boys, or Grayson in particular, loves to paint my toenails.
Mm-hmm.
So I always love that. And since I don't have girls, I always loved having my hair played with. I have such long hair. My sister used to play with my hair when I was younger. So Grayson and Gabriel, they like to try to braid my hair.
Oh, bless that. So
I know.
Cute.
I'm like,
so
I don't want you to grow up. I want you to be able to do those fun things and not feel like, oh, I'm too cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but yeah, have you thrown any ideas or suggestions to Lewis?
Well, I know that I'm getting a necklace that is in honor of Nolan. So like,
aww.
Yeah, because I have one for Colton right now.
Is it like a chain, like a
is.
Heart, or is
it
the
is,
name?
It's actually, it's like a chain link piece, but then it has, it almost looks like a compass.
Okay.
And it has like each, instead of like north and south, obviously, it has N and B, and then it has his weight at birth and his date of birth.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, so I'll have that always close to my heart, and
there
I got them different enough so I can wear both necklaces together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's already come in the mail. I saw it sitting on the counter the other day, so I know it's here and ready to go.
That's thoughtful, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to give him that idea, or was that something?
He knew that I wanted it. He started looking, and then he was like, can you pick one out? I know I want it, but I want it to be the right one. So
yeah.
I want you to pick it out. So
aww.
Good job, Lewis.
Good job,
mm-hmm.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Barrett heard me saying that I wanted a hat.
Uh-huh.
So I know he got me one. I don't know what kind of hat.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, I just want a generic hat that I can wear places without a logo.
Uh-huh. Like a company logo.
Like
you know, a sports logo.
Yeah.
Smart.
Because in the summertime, I wear a lot of hats
mm-hmm.
just to protect my
yeah.
face. So, yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Last year, though, for Mother's Day, he bought shiplap to put around our bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still in the garage.
Oh. Well, maybe that's a project he can work on.
Right?
You know what? I'm not going to say he worked on it on Mother's Day because then you're going to be with the boys
yeah.
and that's, you know,
yeah.
part of it. But, you know, maybe that's a project he can work on later after
yeah.
Mother's Day for you.
I like doing house. Like
yeah, I
things.
Like projects too. Do you guys fight when you do projects?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. I
yes.
don't know how people don't fight.
You know, and then you see these
we like
celebrities.
Brace for it. Yeah,
right?
They do it together.
They do it together, mm-hmm. the flipping houses and all this stuff. It's like,
Mm-mm.
No, we would be at each other's
mm-hmm.
throats.
Yeah.
Because I, in his mind, can't do it correctly. Because
mm-hmm.
I just then get frustrated and just, whatever, here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets mad and then doesn't talk.
And usually we tend to do it at a point where, like, it's either before lunch or before dinner. So we're hungry.
Oh, so you're hangry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm, yep.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. I've learned that lesson. I've taken breaks before and be like, all right, let's eat a sandwich
yes.
before we cut
even
each other's throats
this.
Open. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got to see, like, an ending point,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's funny.
Or I'll send him to Lowe's and I'm like, just go get all the tools that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that. Just every
just
tool that you need, whatever the price is, just pick them up, get the tools, we'll have them. And then he's
go.
Like, he's happy because he got tools in his, you know, new tools
new
in his
tools.
Box. Yeah, exactly.
I'm at the point now, even though I just don't want to, but I'm like, maybe I just pay someone to do some of these projects so then it saves like a true argument of
mm-hmm.
like not talking
yeah.
for a few days.
Right, right.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've also been known to start the project
and
just because
so
he can come in and be like, what are you doing?
You did that wrong.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There was, we used to have a number pad on our door, like
mm-hmm.
our front door. that you could like digitally like press in the numbers to get in or whatever. And the battery died on it. And it went like 2 or 3 months where we just were using the key because we were – it was a process to change out the battery. So like one night at 9 o'clock, I just randomly started taking this door apart to get to the battery.
And that's like the best time to do it.
And he was so mad at me, and I was like, well, it got it done, didn't it? It got it done.
What time did you end up getting done?
It didn't take us too long, but it was one of those I was like, I can't stand this anymore.
Yes.
Why are we not using the technology that we have?
Yes. Yes. I'll put things out in front of him just to get on his nerves. Mm-hmm. But for guys, it doesn't seem to bother them if mm-hmm. something's in the way.
Yeah.
Us, on the other hand, it's like, oh my goodness, can you please just hang this picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably not how we needed to end this episode.
No. So
we love our husbands.
We love our husbands
very, very much.
Our husbands made us moms.
They did, yes.
So
without
we're
them,
grateful.
We would not be moms. That is very
exactly.
true. So they're a part of this blessing as well. And their holiday is coming up later. So
exactly. But you know, all you moms, you know, you're thinking all the same thing. So mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. We just say it
we
on
just
a podcast.
Say it, yeah, out loud for all to hear. So if anyone has any feedback, you know, or comments, suggestions, please email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
And go ahead and do the same thing on Facebook and Instagram. Just give us a like. We see those numbers growing every day.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate those likes and the feedback and comments. But you can find us on either platform, Instagram or Facebook, at MyrtleMomsWithMargs. At MyrtleMomsWithMargs. All right, Shannon. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Myrtle Moms with Margaritas will be back next week with a new episode that you don't want to miss.
It wasn't too hard, although I think divorce for any kids is extremely hard. But, you know, the relationship that I have with my ex-wife is very good. And that is our priority as our
positive.
Two children.
Love that.
Be sure to listen to the next episode.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self. Because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.